So you've got unpaid invoices piling up. You know you need help, but here's the question everyone asks. What's it actually going to cost to send someone to collections? Today, we're breaking down the real numbers behind commercial collection agency fees.
Right. And I think the first thing people need to understand is that most reputable commercial agencies work on a contingency fee basis. That means you pay nothing up front. No retainers, no monthly fees. You only pay when they successfully recover your money.
That's huge. So if they collect nothing, you owe nothing?
Exactly. The agency only earns when you do, which aligns their interests directly with yours. For most commercial collections, contingency fees typically range from 15 to 40% of what's actually recovered.
Okay, but that's a pretty wide range. What determines where your account falls in that spectrum?
Great question. There are really three major factors. First is the age of the debt. Fresh debts are way easier to collect. An invoice that's 60 days overdue requires fewer contact attempts than one that's 18 months old. The older the debt gets, the harder it becomes to recover. Recovery chances drop significantly after 6 months.
Wow, so timing really matters.
Definitely. The second factor is claim size. Here's something that surprises people. Smaller debts often carry higher percentage fees because the collection effort doesn't scale proportionally with the amount. Recovering a $500 invoice might require the same number of calls and research as recovering a $5,000 invoice.
I see. So the agency has to cover their costs regardless of the amount.
Right. Larger debts typically command lower percentage rates. And the third factor is complexity. Straightforward, undisputed debts where the debtor simply hasn't paid cost less to collect than complex situations involving disputed charges, multiple parties, or debtors who've relocated.
Makes sense. So if you're dealing with a clean recent debt, you're looking at the lower end of that fee range?
Generally, yes. Debts under 90 days old have a higher chance of collection and typically incur lower contingency fees. But once you're past that 6-month mark, agencies may charge 33 to 40% because the recovery becomes much more challenging.
That makes sense. Now, what about businesses placing multiple accounts?
Volume makes a big difference. If you're placing multiple accounts with an agency or establishing an ongoing relationship with regular placements, you'll likely negotiate better rates. Agencies value consistent clients and can offer volume discounts when handling dozens or hundreds of accounts.
So it pays to build that relationship. That point about volume discounts sets up our next piece, understanding additional costs. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Southwest Recovery Services has been setting the standard in B2B collections since 2004. As a family-owned enterprise with over 20 years of experience, they combine integrity and accountability with advanced technology. They operate strictly on a contingency basis. You don't pay unless they collect. With a network of strategically positioned offices across Texas, Georgia, Missouri, Florida, Oklahoma, and Ohio, they specialize in commercial debt recovery for businesses of every size. Learn more at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on volume discounts, are there any costs beyond the contingency fee that businesses should know about?
Yes, and this is important. While contingency fees cover standard collection efforts, phone calls, emails, letters, negotiation, certain situations may involve additional expenses. If collection efforts require filing a lawsuit, you may face court filing fees, process server costs, and attorney fees beyond the agency's standard commission.
So legal action adds another layer of cost.
It can, but reputable agencies discuss these potential costs up front before proceeding with legal action. You know, I had a client once who was owed about $30,000. They hesitated at the 25% contingency rate, but after we recovered $22,000, they realized getting 75% of something beats getting 100% of nothing.
That's the key insight, isn't it? An unpaid invoice sitting in your aging receivables is worth zero until you collect it. And I'm guessing chasing those invoices internally isn't free either.
Absolutely. And here's another angle people often overlook. Time is money. Every hour your staff spends chasing unpaid invoices is an hour they're not spending on revenue-generating activities. When you calculate the true internal cost of collections, salaries, lost productivity, professional agencies often cost less than handling it in-house. In other words, what looks expensive on paper might actually save you money.
Right, exactly. Plus, you're bringing in expertise that your internal team probably doesn't have.
Exactly. Professional collectors bring specialized skills, proven negotiation strategies, and a deep understanding of debtor psychology. This expertise translates directly into higher recovery rates. The average recovery rate for collection agencies typically ranges between 20 and 30%. But skilled agencies with experienced collectors can achieve much better results.
So when you're evaluating agencies, their success rate might be more important than their contingency rate?
Without question. You're typically better off hiring an agency that charges 20% and has an 85% success rate than one that charges 18% but only has a 50% success rate. The math works out in your favor with the higher performing agency.
Have you ever considered whether there's a better pricing model out there? We hear about flat fee arrangements sometimes.
Some agencies do offer flat fees per account, typically ranging from $50 to $300. You're charged upfront regardless of whether the debt is collected. But for complex commercial debts where recovery isn't guaranteed, flat fees are less common because agencies can't afford to invest significant resources without assured compensation. It's kind of like paying for a gym membership and never going. You're still out the money.
Ha, that's a great analogy. So for most B2B situations, contingency is really the way to go.
For most businesses dealing with commercial invoices, the contingency model offers the best value and lowest risk. It eliminates financial risk since you only pay when funds are successfully recovered.
One more thing I want to touch on. Can a good collection agency actually help preserve business relationships?
That's a really important point. Skilled collection agencies can actually strengthen business relationships by helping struggling customers work through temporary financial challenges professionally. A third-party agency creates professional distance while maintaining respect. Today's delinquent customer might be tomorrow's strong account once cash flow improves.
So to everyone listening, if you're sitting on unpaid invoices, the real question isn't whether you can afford to hire a collection agency, it's whether you can afford not to.
I mean, that's exactly it. The contingency model means zero financial risk. You're either recovering money you've already written off mentally, or you're paying nothing. Either way, you're no worse off than you are right now. Put another way, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Perfect way to wrap this up. Thanks for breaking down the numbers with us today.
My pleasure. Hope this helps business owners make informed decisions about their receivables.